establish a quorum.
Supervisors Haas.
Here.
Cesar's.
Here.
Dmitrievich.
Here.
Jurczyk.
Here.
Sanfilippo.
Here.
Harris.
Here.
Mr. Chair.
Here.
7 members present, we have a quorum.
This morning's agenda consists of 12 items. I'd like to put folks on notice that number 7 was brought to our attention by an alert citizenry that item has not been, as required, referred to the Lakefront Development Advisory Commission, and I believe that will be the intent of the committee. So I didn't want people to be hanging around to testify on that. If you do want to talk on that or any other issue before us today, please fill out a card and forward it to Ms. Jensen, our clerk. Item number 1, please.
Item number 1 from the Public Art Committee, providing a verbal status report.
Would you please introduce yourself for our listening audience out there, Ms. Berman, and with your title?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lisa Berman, Chair of the Milwaukee County Public Art Committee, otherwise known as the Percent for Art Committee.
Thank you very much. And you have a report for us this morning on that committee?
Yes, I do. First of all, I'd like to say good morning and thank you to all the supervisors who are present and wanting to listen to this report, and thank you for inviting me. This is a report that is probably long overdue, and I'm very happy to be here to make it. I also want to thank the county board in general for supporting our program for the last 12 years. We were created in 2000 and have installed 18 works of art over that period of time, some of them absolutely world-class artworks that are just real standouts, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with them. For that 12 years, we have developed a licensing to be the best process in the country.
Oh. It's not on? Can you
there
hear me?
Go.
Oh, that sounds different. I don't need to repeat anything, right? Okay.
No.
What I believe is the best process in the country. We started by assessing back in 2000 when we were created. We assessed other states and communities' ways of going through a process in order to commission public art. And our process right now is, I think, at its peak performance. It's all online, and we are able to get proposals from hundreds of artists around the world at this point. So to the extent that we are able to commission art, we know that it is going to be world class. We also have developed a website, which was never officially launched for reasons I'll go into in just a minute. It's out there, but we never really launched it. All of you are probably familiar with the process that we went through this year. We had a large panel. Our committee appoints subcommittees called panels when we want to commission a work of art. We know that we can commission a work of art once we know what the county's capital budget is, and we get a percent of a capital of the capital budget on any project that's over $500,000. Because of several things that happened at the federal level and major building projects around the county over a two-year period, we saved our money, as many people had wanted us to do. In other words, instead of doing several smaller projects, we saved our money the last few years so that we had a $700-some-thousand pot of money in the 1% allocation. We had a large panel of volunteers, including several judges, community leaders, etc., supervisor. He's here somewhere. Okay. We went through hundreds of hours of volunteer time over a one-year period, because we had, for this last proposal, we had received 453 artists' qualifications that we had to go through one by one in order to select, you know, whittle down and whittle down. One of them, interestingly enough, was Dennis Oppenheim, who had designed the blue shirt. And when I saw his application to do the courthouse artwork project, I was stunned. And unfortunately, the day that I saw this in our list of 453 was the day he died. So that never went anywhere. But, you know, major artists from around the world, including one from Japan, had proposed. And we went through all these over numerous night meetings. You know, we're all volunteers, but happy public servants who love to do this kind of thing and try to contribute to our society in that way. The artists had come here at least twice. They had developed museum-quality models of their proposed works, the ones we had come down to. One of the artists estimated that he spent $20,000 of his own money doing this work. We were told, I found out at 6 o'clock one night, just as we were about to go into meeting to decide on the final artist of the four we had selected, which included world-class artists named Alice Acock, Mid-Ocean Studio, Brower Hatcher, Cliff Garten, and Louise Burleson and Boshu Wang. These are all artists of national international fame, and we were about to decide on which one of the four was going to get the commission for the courthouse. I was told at 6 o'clock at night by a news reporter that would I comment on the fact that our funding had been reallocated by the county executive. As a result, we were not able to go forward with that, and we have met on fewer and fewer occasions because we basically are in hiatus until we have some funding to work with. We last met on January 13th, and we will meet again on May 11th. In spite of the lack of funding, we still have work to do. Our administrator is Quorum Architects. Many of you may be familiar because they do work with the county on a regular basis. They do not have any further funding in order to complete the work that needs to be done, which includes we have a project that will be completed in 2013. It's art for the General Mitchell International Airport baggage claim renovated area. That's an artist by the name of Tim Prentice, and he's working on it as we speak. Our other work that is not completed is we need to install plaques on all the 18 artworks that we have already installed. We have some maintenance issues. We need to gain final approval of the artwork at the airport once it's completed. And we have a website, and we had some proposals for lighting, which we will not be following through on. County Executive Abley has agreed to work with us to find funding for the plaques, and he will get a proposal in the next few days. My concern at this point is that we are not moving forward as a committee, that we are not contributing to the betterment of Milwaukee County by installing meaningful works of art in our public spaces, inside and outside, and that some of these funds will get parceled out in a piecemeal way. Our committee's process, as I said, is among the best, and we know how to find really good artists and to commission artwork that has meaning and is important. And if the money that was originally allocated to the Public Art Committee and has been diverted starts getting parceled out to smaller projects, I'm afraid we will lose consistency, coherency, and our primary objective of installing meaningful art. I have to tell you a little story. About a week ago, I was at the airport walking down Concourse C. And as you all probably know, Concourse C has those medallions that are embedded in the floor representing different aspects of Milwaukee County and even the state of Wisconsin. And there were two small children, maybe 5 or 7 years old, and they were walking down the concourse, and they splatted themselves on the first medallion. And their mom said, "Oh, no, you're going to get dirty." Well, they didn't listen to her. They ran to the next medallion and splatted themselves and said, "Look, there's a barn. Look, there's a plane. Look." They did this for every single one of those medallions in the entire concourse. Their mom gave up. She didn't try to tell them no anymore. And I'm watching this walking behind them and saying to my husband, and they say public art isn't meaningful and doesn't have an impact. I believe that it impacts everyone who sees it in a positive way. It gives you something to think about, whether in a small way or a big way. And it's one of those things that helps improve our society and makes us a more robust and culturally attractive county to live in. That's my report for today.
Thank you for that, Doug. Could I add the editorial that big league cities, it's important that, and it's not only about sports. You know, it's about all sorts of big league activity, including public art. Are there questions by committee members? Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I really thank you for putting this on the agenda because there's been a bit of confusion. That was a great kind of synopsis of how things went down. But I guess as a policymaker here, I'm a little concerned, like you are, as to how we move forward. So a little bit more technically speaking is what money is in the account right now, so to say?
I can't speak to the technicalities of where the county puts pots of money, you know. But just because our money was taken for other things, I believe the county executive put it into funds for fixing oil storage tanks. Mm-hmm. But I think supervisors have seen fit to not use it for that purpose and to start to do other things with it. I don't know where it actually sits in, you know, the county's financial areas at this point. But the way it works is when the county decides on a capital budget, we get 1% in a fund allocated to us from every project that is over $500,000. Mm-hmm. And then we decide how that gets spent. That, you know, as a little aside, that gets a little problematical because we find out that we have money when most of the planning for the project is already done. So that's why we end up doing sculptures and things like that. And we were hoping to be able to work on that as a vital committee working toward this end in Milwaukee County. But, you know, we're waiting to see if we can get some funding back and hopefully working toward that end.
Well, thank you, because I'm glad that you reiterated that, because that's an adopted ordinance.
That's
never
correct.
Been changed to my knowledge. I think there's some legal questions surrounding that.
Yes, there are.
That we will be asking. this is the first step to that process. Did we want to hear, Mr. Chairman, at all from the county executive's office? I just feel that was being, there's a lot of points being brought up. I don't know if we're prepared.
If they would choose to comment, I noticed Ms. Torres.
I just thought that there was so many things being commented. It would be a healthy addition to this discussion. And more so, Ms. Tohurst, my question is, you know, that's the big question mark here is, how do we move forward?
Sure. Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Tia Tohurst, Milwaukee County Executive's Office. You know, I think that we have at many times said that the process in which this came down was not something we would like to repeat. You know, it wasn't as timely as we had hoped. We were not able to contact all the parties that we had wanted to. Unfortunately, when we took office and the timing of the project, it required some really fast turnaround. Lisa had tried to get in our office in the beginning, along with a lot of other people, and the county executive was trying to prioritize appointments to get in, and as soon as Lisa got in and briefed us on the project, we then had a conversation about the deferred maintenance in the county, the problems that are facing all of us on the decisions on our day-to-day basis of employee benefits, how we best fund things. And at that time, the county executive thought that the $780,000 that was allocated to the Percent for Art program for this piece of art would be better spent doing some deferred maintenance in our parks and other areas of our facilities. We, at that point, spoke with Lisa and shared the county executive's thoughts and moved forward with doing a fund transfer for two separate projects, having received a list from Capital Finance on what would be eligible. Just to kind of talk about the allocation of accounts, my understanding is there isn't an account that's Percent for Art, it's Capital Financing dollars. That, you know, we have a pool. There isn't a segregated account for Percent for Art. There's a number that's known, which was 780. So the two fund transfers we brought before you were for, I think it was $350,000 for the Grant Park Seven Bridges and $380 for repairing some fuel tanks across the county. At that point, I believe there was a decision that the fuel tanks were a project that was something that the board wasn't comfortable moving forward with, that they had expressed some desire to have some work done in the parks. We then brought forth some other recommendations that Capital Finance provided to us on some eligible projects. There is obviously a long list of things we could be doing with this money. I believe last month it was laid over on the board floor to move forward with that second half. We're happy to have conversations about this interim time. The county executive doesn't believe that Percent for Art program should be disbanded. He values public art, and he values arts in our community much more so than, you know, the average citizen. He privately has funded a lot of things, publicly supported a lot of things, volunteered his time on a lot of things. Personally, I was working at the county board when this legislation was created. I had the later experience of serving on a panel to select some art. Our chief of staff at the time, his mother wrote the ordinance. All of us were very aware of the opportunity public art creates for people to have conversations, create a better fabric in our community. It's just right now the county needs to have further conversations about where we think that our capital dollars should be spent. And the county executive believed that this was an opportunity to have those conversations. I think one thing that kind of flows through this conversation is, you know, is the county the only patron for public art? I don't think that should be the case and is the case. The city has a Percent for Art program. There's private dollars being spent. I think that we can be a part of that fabric. I don't know if we should bear the burden of creating that public art that creates the communities that we live in. And I hope that in the future we have the ability to have conversations about the dollars that are being allocated in the capital finance and if that is something that we should put for Percent for Art or consider having a further discussion of what other capital projects could be funded with those dollars.
I would simply interject that that's a question that the board did not ask, and this was essentially done, the reallocation of the $780,000 in unilateral fashion without regard to standing existing county board policy, which had been in place for 12 years. So I think that's what Supervisor Dmitrievic was referring to earlier. Are there questions of Ms. Torres?
Well, I just had a follow-up because I appreciate the historical component, Mr. Chairman, but my question is very direct. The next time that we have a capital project over $500,000, which, in fact, we're looking, in this very meeting, we're talking about a five-year plan for capital improvements, and in the 2013 budget, we will have a little bit more flexibility. My question is, the next time that there's a project that is, along the same lines as the ordinance, the 1%, for art, so the next time there's something over $500,000, will that money be deposited into the public art account?
I can't say I have the answer to that with certainty. I think at the time we are assessing the capital needs of the county, it should be a discussion that the county board engages in internally as well as the county executive sharing his thoughts.
Can I add to that?
That's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman.
So what you're saying, Ms. Torres, is despite standing county board policy, the executive intends to replace our judgment with his.
That's not what I said.
Well, that's what it sounded like. Maybe you want to clarify.
Sure. My understanding is that we put together a capital budget. We bring it down for your input and reflection and changes as you see fit. I haven't had the opportunity to – we haven't started planning for the 2013 budget currently. We obviously are having a facility study that will tell us a lot. We're having a lot of facilities work that's being done on an ongoing basis by staff to better understand what are the needs at the community level to maintain parks, buildings, to maintain our infrastructure and roads and things like that. And I think once we know a full package of what we need to fix, then we'll have conversations about, you know, do we want to invest in repairs and things that have capital needs, or do we want to have a percent for our program?
More to the point is the executive's office recognizes, and this is a question, I guess, that it is its function to carry out the established policy of the county board?
Absolutely.
Good. Ms. Farrell?
My understanding, Supervisor Dmitrievic, is that the Public Art Committee was created by the county board, signed off on by the county executive at the time 12 years ago. Nothing has happened to change that legislation. So my understanding is that as funds become allocated for capital projects, the money will automatically go into that account for public art unless it is diverted. I think it takes a specific action in order to divert it to something else.
I see.
Because the legislation is still there, and frankly, you know, some people on we have lost several members after the decision to divert the funding for the project at the courthouse. We've lost several key members of our committee. Some people have suggested we just all resign and say, forget it, we're not going to work on this anymore. I don't agree with that position. I believe that we should stay intact because the legislation is still intact, and until somebody tells us that we don't exist anymore, we exist, and we are existing in hopes of being able to go forward with public art. I hear and understand, and I've actually talked with the county executive about the possibility of attracting private dollars, of creating a fund where money can be donated tax-free. All these things were in some revised guidelines that we were actually asked to do several years ago by the county board. Unfortunately, under a previous administration, those guidelines were marked up to a point that we decided just to put them in a drawer because it would have completely emasculated the whole committee. And we put them in a drawer hoping that our next county executive would be more favorable toward public art and our new guidelines, which would have, and they're still sitting in a drawer, and we could work on them at any time, which would have enabled us to create a nonprofit fund. It would have enabled us to move forward with some acceptance of artworks. I believe one of the things the county asked us to do was to, I mean, I know the county board asked us to take over the duties of, I can't remember the name of the committee exactly right now, but the committee that oversaw what things were allowed to be put in parks, and I understand that's an issue on this agenda as well. We have not moved forward with any of that because we had spent a good solid year moving forward on the $780,000 commission, which was a big job, and when that was done, we were going to move forward and achieve the new guidelines. At this point, we have several vacancies. I think we have barely a quorum at this point of existing members to the committee. When I became chair less than a year ago, you know, I've been on this committee, appointed by Karen Ordonez, chair of the county board back in 2000. I've been on it the whole time and very, very enthusiastically accepted the role of chair last, I want to say it was maybe April, and had wanted to apply my energies toward the improvement of our processes, toward the improvement of our scope, toward achieving some of the things that the county board and the community had told us that they wanted from us as a committee, and not keeping us in the narrow little slot that we had been in for a number of years. It was all set to go. I would say at this point the committee is rather despondent, to be honest. And but the remaining members would like to be much more active and to move forward if we can find a way to do so. At the very least, we would like to move forward with the plaques and get that job done, and to keep Quorum Architects funded long enough to, you know, get us through the few pieces of work that we have. But our highest hope and our fondest ambition would be to find a way to move forward. And maybe not just as the county alone, but, you know, with some assistance from other parties as well. Unfortunately, this takes staff time, and we're all volunteers at this moment. So.
Well, thank you for that presentation. Does the committee have further questions? Supervisor Jurczyk?
Well, I want to thank Ms. Berman. I mean, you're in a very difficult position, and unfortunately not being treated well, in my opinion. You know, I was on the art selection committee for the airport when we selected the Tim Prentice. I'm very anxious for the board to see the project we selected, and I know other members of the committee are in the audience here. The Quorum Architects does a tremendous job in shepherding this. One of the problems we have as county government is we have a Parks Cultures Committee. We have a director of parks, but there is no director of cultures. So, you know, you're being kicked around pretty good, and there's really no staff for us to work with here. It's nice to talk about getting private funding, but we already have the Milwaukee Art Museum seeking, you know, donations, the public museum, all of the museums are already working very hard to capture those private dollars. I think there is a role for the public art, and it very much concerns me that the county executive seems to think it's perfectly okay for the executive to go down the road of making decisions unilaterally. I was at the State of the County message and heard about a Kohl's site. You know, it would have been okay perhaps for the county exec to say the county was involved in negotiating that, but then to lay out the details of what was being offered, and this board had absolutely no input on that. It strikes me that the county executive really believes that he's here as a sole decision maker. And we need to explore how we're going to move forward on this public arts. They're being punished for, in effect, being frugal, saving some money so they could do a significant piece, and then later, because of that, having someone reach in and take that money. And I'm very concerned about that. I do think we should request a report from DAS on where the public arts money is, number one, and get a formal statement from the county executive on moving forward on what, you know, what the position is. I just want to make one other comment about Seven Bridges, because this has bothered me a lot. Seven Bridges is a issue I've been working on in my district for at least 4 years now. And I have had extensive meetings on the funding of the Seven Bridges project. And I had been informed by members of the administration that the money was secured for Seven Bridges and that that project was moving forward. Last year, already, I announced my whole district, we are going to get Seven Bridges fixed, only to find out that this is now in the public arts money fund. And it's games like that that I am going to start objecting to. That was highly inappropriate. And it was a change of administration when all of that started. And if we're going to be doing gamesmanship like that, we're going to have some real problems. And I'm just being very blunt here. So, you know, Seven Bridges is now funded. The committee saw that as at least a potentially art-related project. But it's really not what this committee had planned or set forward. If we're going to treat volunteers like this, we're going to have a problem with people buying into the public good. And what government is supposed to be all about, service to the people. So I apologize to your committee members. I hope there's something the board can help you with on this. And I'd like to really hear formally from the county executive on what he intends to do with the public money, and I would like to get a report from DAS on specifically where this money is. So I don't know if you need a motion on that, Mr. Chairman.
Is DAS present? Ms. Torhorst, can you assure us that that report would be forthcoming from the Department of Administration?
Sure, and just to comment on Supervisor Jersick's comment, if that's
sure.
possible. I believe there was a little bit, the administration, I think you believed that committed to Seven Art funding was not our administration. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. And, you know, we really want to work with you. Just to back up to the Kohl's, all of the offers we made to Kohl's were pending board approval. Fortunately for us, or unfortunately for all of us, I believe, we didn't have the opportunity to bring those to you because they made the decision that they made. I think all of us would be thrilled if we could have all those employees downtown and have that tax base improved, have those employees buying lunches, stopping at their way home at the local grocery store before taking dinner. I think that, you know, that conversation is, you know, we have those conversations on a daily basis about people being employed in Milwaukee and having that building built, and, you know, it would have met or exceeded the PERC standards. You know, I think we would have all been thrilled to have those conversations. Unfortunately, we didn't have that opportunity. But just to clarify that all of the offers we made to Kohl's were pending board approval, and we would have brought them, and we kept the chair of the Economic and Development Committee as well as the chairman of the board very well informed on the conversations we were having. But I will be happy to facilitate DAS providing a report on
the funding sources for the public art, as well as, if requested, a letter from the county exec.
Thank you. Is that satisfactory?
We'll see when we get the report.
Supervisor Santolupo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a brief comment. I think that, you know, we're kind of losing perspective on this whole thing. I don't think this, you know, this whole debate has been structured around, you know, does somebody support art or they don't support art, or are they trying to circumvent the board's authority or not, when in reality I think all this really boils down to is trying to prioritize spending in a very tough economy and with a very tough budget. I mean, we're cutting employees' benefits, we're freezing wages, we have a deferred maintenance list that's a mile and a half long, and we're talking about spending money on art in a decision that was made to at least temporarily reprioritize that spending. I mean, to me, this conversation is akin to, you know, should I landscape my house while my children are starving? I mean, it's just, we have to keep this into perspective. I don't think this action was a comment on the art program itself. It's just a matter of we're in a very difficult financial position, and sometimes you have to make tough choices when it comes to prioritizing spending, and I think that's all this was.
Other questions by or comments by committee? I would suggest that, in response to Supervisor Sanfilippo, that this is less, it's a question of how those priorities are arrived at, through what process. And I think that a process that disregards the county board policy-making function is one that leaves the whole thing open to question. But another subject and a complex one, and one that I think we'll be dealing with. Ms. Berman?
I just wanted to speak to that for a minute. Those of us on the Milwaukee County Public Art Committee understand the pressures that the county is facing. I mean, we all live here. We see what the problems are in our community. We're well aware. And in the final analysis, I think everybody on the committee understood those pressures, and we would have, been happy to engage in further discussion with the county executive about our future. The problem with many of us was that this process was allowed to go almost all the way to completion at a great cost of volunteer hours, a great cost of goodwill in the community, and a great cost to the artists themselves. And these are world-class artists, and I have to tell you, they're really mad at Milwaukee County. And, we give them a small stipend, but it doesn't begin to cover their costs, you know, in order to make two trips here, they are required to create museum-quality models for us, et cetera, that we get to keep. So the fact that we found out while we were essentially on the eve of making a final decision was extremely disappointing, especially I was on this particular panel because at least one of us serves on every selection panel. I mean, it was an enormous amount of hours, and we didn't feel that we really needed to be informed by the news media at the very last minute. That said, we understand the pressures, but we're hoping that there can be a way found that we can support art and the rest of our community. And I know this is going on long, but I would just like to tell one other little anecdote. Way back when this committee was formed, I was visiting Barcelona. And in Barcelona, Spain, and in basically all of Spain, any freeway exit you come off of, there's art. All over the city of Barcelona, there's art everywhere. It's amazing. And especially in the poorer neighborhoods. And to me, that spoke to what we were trying to accomplish, have been trying to accomplish with this committee. I wrote an op-ed piece for the Journal Sentinel on this, in fact, years ago, saying we are trying to bring higher thinking to our community. You can't just look at blank buildings or drug houses or, burned-out structures. You need to have some beauty in your life, maybe especially if you're a poor person and you don't get to go to the art museum because it costs money or you don't have a way to get there. This art is about bringing art into the lives of all people, not just those of us who can afford it. And I have a very strong commitment personally to trying to see that will happen. I have felt about this way for the entire 12 years I've served on this committee, and it, as I said earlier, my fondest hope and our committee's fondest hope that we can go back to accomplishing that goal sooner rather than later with the assistance of the county board and the county exec.
If there are no further questions, thank you so much for that
report.
Thank
you.
It apprises us of where things stand currently, okay. And that's very helpful.
Okay, thanks.
Item number two, please.